Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Madeleine Larson here. Well, the Prime Minister is defending the $300 energy bill rebate announced for every household in last night's budget, even the wealthy. Concerns have been raised it could fuel inflation as the cost of living relief will even go to homeowners and high income earners from July 1. But Anthony Albanese has told Sky News he won't make changes to make it means tested.
We've got the settings right. We want to make sure that people we know are under pressure right up and down the income scale.
Meantime, welfare groups have welcomed some of the cost of living relief. However, Anglicare Australia's Casey Chambers was hoping there'd be better news for those who rely on Centrelink.
We really were. It's well acknowledged that the job seeker payment, that's the main payment for people of working age, is less than half of the poverty line.
There are calls for the federal government to follow New South Wales in introducing tougher bail laws for domestic violence offenders, including electronic monitoring. Victoria's Premier has already responded, saying they're examining the changes closely and could follow suit, while independent MP Zali Steggall wants the PM to take more action.
When it was terrorism, laws were changed to jail people on the apprehended risk of crimes. But when Australian men kill Australian women, the government's national plan is to take 10 years.
And more Bonza flights have been cancelled as discussions continue into the airline's viability. Flights have been canned up to and including May 29, with staff stood down until then. This weekend's Magic Round is a sellout, and the NRL showpiece event has sold faster than ever before. All 8 NRL games will be held at Brisbane Suncorp Stadium, with the women's State of Origin kicking things off tomorrow night. Meantime, an injury crisis has engulfed the Broncos. Billy Walters will miss Magic Round with a wrist injury, as will Tristan Saylor with an ankle sprain. And the NRL is set to dish out a long ban to The Spectator, who allegedly racially abused South Sydney's Latrell Mitchell and Cody Walker at the weekend.